Rose M. Cado speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God and the anointing I received from Him, remains in me and is teaching me about all things. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Praise the Lord. By the blood of Christ, Babel in the kingdom of darkness, you have lost. We have won. Baal bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. So let I, who boast in the Lord. I am the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Part 3, wisdom is the principal thing. So I get wisdom, I get understanding at the cost of all I have. I get a understanding. Hallelujah. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. As it is written, hear, O children, a father's instruction. Be attentive that you may gain understanding. Yes, excellent advice I give you. My teaching do not forsake. When I was my father's child, frail yet the darling of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commands that you may live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget or turn aside from the words I utter. Forsake her not, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will safeguard you. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom. At the cost of all you have, get understanding. Extol her, and she will exalt you. She will bring you honors if you embrace her. She will put on your head a graceful diadem. A glorious crown will she bestow on you. Hear, my son, and receive my words, and the years of your life shall be many. I lead you on straightforward paths. When you walk, your step will not be impeded, and should you run, you will not stumble. Hold fast to instruction. Never let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. The path of the wicked enter not. Walk not on the way of evil men. Shun it, cross it not. Turn aside from it and pass on. For they cannot rest unless they have done evil. To have made no one stumble steals away their sleep. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They know not on what they stumble. But the path of the just is like shining light that grows in brilliance till perfect day. My son, to my words be attentive. To my sayings incline your ear. Let them not slip out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them. To man's whole being, they are health. With closest custody, guard your heart, for in it are the sources of life. Put away from you dishonest talk, deceitful speech put far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your glance be directly forward. Survey the path for your feet and let all your ways be sure. Turn neither to right nor to left. Keep your foot from evil. Does not wisdom call? And understanding raise her voice? On the top of the heights, along the road, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. By the gates, at the approaches of the city. In the entryways, she cries aloud. To you, O man, I call. My appeal is to the children of men. You simple ones gain resource. You simple ones gain resource. You fools gain sense. Give heed for the noble things I speak. Honesty opens my lips. Yes, the truth my mouth recounts, but wickedness my lips abhor. Sincere are all the words of my mouth. No one of them is willy or crooked. All of them are plain to the man of intelligence and right to those who attain knowledge. Receive my instruction in preference to silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than coals, and no choice possession can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with experience and judicious knowledge I attain. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride arrogance the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Mine are counsel and advice. Mine is strength. I am understanding. By me kings reign, and lawgivers establish justice. By me princes govern, and nobles, all the rulers of earth. Those who love me I also love, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than pure gold, and my revenue than choice silver. On the way of duty I walk, along the path of justice, creating wealth to those who love me and filling their treasuries. The Lord begot me, the firstborn of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth at the first before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains or springs of water. Before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet the earth and the fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command, then was I beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the sons of men. So now, O children, listen to me. Instruction and wisdom do not reject. Happy the man who obeys me, and happy those who keep my ways. Happy the man watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorpost. For he who finds me finds life and wins favor from the Lord. But he who misses me harms himself. all who hate me love death. So the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. And I fear not. And I fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather I fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And unto men he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And now, what does the Lord my God require of me but to fear the Lord my God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endures forever. The secret of the Lord is with me that fear him, and he will shew. He will shew? That's how he's pronounced it?
Yes.
He will shew me his covenant. I be not wise in mine own eyes. I fear the Lord and depart from evil. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. O fear the Lord, ye his servant, his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied, that he shall not be visited with evil. Therefore, I also, since I am surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, do lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares me. And I do run with endurance the race that is set before me, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It is written, and forever remains written, I shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. I have not gone back from the commandment of your lips, Lord. I have esteemed and treasured the word of your mouth more than my necessary food. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I shall make my way prosperous, and then I shall have good success. You will guard me, Lord, and keep me in perfect and constant peace. For my mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you, because I commit myself to you, lean on you, and hope confidently in you. I be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving my own self. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and I who have it, I abide in satisfaction. I will not be visited with evil. I do not let my heart envy sinners, but all day long I be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. The fear of the Lord is to hate all evil. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous all together. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. I am confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You will sustain me to the end, so that I will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that I may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that I approve the things that are excellent, that I may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. For it is God which worketh in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For unto me it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer, to resist the devil and all that he stands for the Lord's sake. This is the work of God, that I believe on him whom he hath sent. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Thank you that you will never forsake the works of thine own hands. I know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And I know that God always causes everything to work together for the good of me, who love God and who is called according to his purpose for me. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So I rid myself therefore of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Like a newborn babe, I crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it I may grow up in my salvation. not that I have tasted now, that now that I have tasted that the Lord is good. I have changed and become like a little child. I will enter the kingdom of heaven. For I have received the kingdom of God like a little child. I learned from my spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders so that I may no longer be a child tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Instead, speaking the truth in love, I will in all things grow up into Christ himself, who is the head. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, being joy to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, being altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them, indeed, your servant is warned. In keeping them is great reward. I, therefore, the beloved of the Lord, since I know this beforehand, I beware lest I also fall from my own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But I grow in the grace and knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Being a partaker of the redemption of mankind, as an ambassador for Christ, as if God were appealing through me, I implore the world on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So I go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that the Lord has commanded me. And lo, the Lord of hosts is with me always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And I go everywhere and preaching, and the Lord working through me, confirming his word by signs that accompanied it. The word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to me. So as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. I stop thinking like a child. In respect to evil, I am like an infant, but in my thinking, I am mature. In the law, it is written, with other tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to these people, but even then, they will not listen to me, says the Lord. I know I am like a sheep in the midst of wolves, so I am as wise as a serpent and simple as a dove. My shepherd goes ahead of me, and I, his sheep, follow him, because I know the voice of my shepherd. But I will never follow a stranger. In fact, I will run away from him, because I do not recognize a stranger's voice. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation, Lord my God. I understand more than the age because I have observed your precepts. No one can lead me astray. As for me, the anointing I received from you, Lord my God, remain in me, and I do not need anyone to teach me, but as your anointing teach me about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as he has taught me, I remain in you. And now, as a dear child of God, I continue in you, so that when you appear, I may be confident and unashamed before you at your coming. Lord my God, because I know that you are righteous, I know that everyone who does what is right has been born of you. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intention of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and exposed before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And like a trumpet sounding across the valley, I heard his voice so strong and clear. And he said, I am not coming for a church. The body of Christ that's weak, emaciated, sickly, and underground. I'm coming for the spiritual giant that's alive and living and working the works of God. So be not fearful, nor cast thy glance around about and become askant. But look ye up unto him, for he is the head of the church. And through the church, the head will manifest himself. And men are the hands of the Lord, and the hands are in the body. And he shall stretch forth his hands to heal the sick, that signs and wonders shall be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even my faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but I who believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Thus I have defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And by the blood of Christ, I have bound the strong men, strongholds in our lives. Now, by the blood of the cross, of the tree, Father Love, I know I can come boldly into your throne of grace, crawl up in your lap, put my hands on the arms of your chair. I lean into your face to receive mercy and find grace in this time of need to maintain the victory and win every battle. Therefore, I continue in the word of the Lord, and I am truly Jesus' disciple. Thus I know the truth, and the truth has set me free. I understand that which was from the beginning, which they, the apostles, have heard, which they have seen with their eyes, which they have looked at and their hands have handled, for the life was manifested and they have seen it and bear witness and shew unto us that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto them. That which they have seen and heard declare they unto us, that we also may have fellowship with them. And truly their fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write they unto us that my joy may be full. This is the message they, the apostle, have heard from him, Jesus Yeshua, and declare to us. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If I claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, I lie and do not live out the truth. But if I walk in the light as he is in the light, I have fellowship with my brethren, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies me from all sin. If I claim to be without sin, I deceive myself, and the truth is not in me. If I confess my sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive me my sins and purify me from all unrighteousness. If I claim I have not sinned, I make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that at any time I can boldly I can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace in time of need. You have cast all my sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and you will remember them no more. As far as the east is from the west, and it is thus far that you have removed my transgressions. I pray that I sin not, but if I do sin, Father love, I am glad, grateful that I have an advocate with you, Father love, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for my sins, and not for my sins only, but for those of the whole world. So I know I have come to know him because I keep his commandments. For if I say I know him, but do not keep his commandments, I am a liar, and the truth is not in me. But because I keep his word, love for God is truly perfected in me. This is the way I do know that I am in union with him. Because I claim to abide in him, I ought to live just as he lived. I believe I receive not a new command, but an old one, which I have had since the beginning. This old command is the message I have heard, yet it is a new command they wrote us. It's true. Its truth is seen in him and in me, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. If I say I am in the light, yet hate my brother or sister, I am still in the darkness. But because I love my brother and sister, I remain in the light, and there is nothing in me to cause a fall. For I now understand that whoever hates his brother or sister is in darkness. He who walks in darkness and does not know where he walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his mind. O Lord, I thank you that my sins have been forgiven for your name's sake. O Lord, I thank you that I know him who is from the beginning. O Lord, I thank you that I have conquered the evil one. O Lord, I thank you that I know the Father. O Lord, I thank you that I know him who is from the beginning. O Lord, I thank you that I am strong, and the word of God remains in me, and I have conquered the evil one. I do not love the world or the things in the world. I have come to the understanding that if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticements are passing away, but I will to do the will of God, that I remain forever. As a dear child of God, I know it is the last day. And just as I heard that the Antichrist was coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. thus I know this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of our number. If they had been, they would have remained with us. Their desertion shows that none of them was of our number. But I have the anointing that comes from the Holy One, and I have knowledge. I know the truth, and I know every lie is alien to the truth. The Apostle Paul did not write to me because I do not know the truth, but because I do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ, whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. No one who denies the Son has the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well. As for me, I see to it that what I heard from the beginning remains in me, because what I heard from the beginning remains in me, then I remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He made me, eternal life. Father, I thank You that I will not be deceived. For the anointing that I received from the Lord remains in me, so that I do not need anyone to teach me. But His anointing teaches me about everything and is true and not false. Just as He taught me, I remain in Him. I remain in Him so that when He appears, I may have confidence and not be put to shame by Him at His coming. If I consider that He is righteous, I also know that if I act in righteousness, I am begotten by Him. Hallelujah. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on me, that I may be called the child of God. Yet so am I. The reason the world does not know me is that it did not know Him. I am a child of God now. What I shall be has not yet been revealed. I do know that when He is revealed, I shall be like Him. For I shall see Him as He is. Because I have this hope based on Him, I make myself pure as He is pure. Everyone who commits sin commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. But I know that He was revealed to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who remains in Him keep on sinning. No one who continue to sin has either seen Him or known Him. As a dear child of God, I let no one deceive me. I who act in righteousness am righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. Indeed, the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. I understand now that no one who is begotten by God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he is begotten by God. In this way, The children of God and the children of the devil are made plain. No one who fails to act in righteousness belongs to God, nor anyone who does not love his brother and sister. For this is the message I have heard from the beginning. I should love my brethren, unlike Cain, who belonged to the evil one and slaughtered his brother. Why did he slaughter him? Because his own works were evil, and those of his brother righteous. I am not amazed then if the world hates me. I know that I have passed from death to life because I love my brethren. Whoever does not love remains in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And I know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. The way I came to know love was that Jesus Christ laid down his life for me. So I ought to lay down my life for my brethren. If I have worldly means and I see a brother or sister in need and refuse him compassion, how can the love of God remain in me? Therefore, I make every effort to love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. This is how I do know that I belong to the truth and reassure my heart before him in whatever my heart condemns. For God, love is greater than my heart and knows everything. If my heart does condemn me, I have confidence in love and receive from him whatever I ask, because I keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: I believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren just as he commanded me. I who keep his commandment remain in him, and he in me. And the way I know that he remains in me is from the Spirit that he gave me. I, Jesus' friend, do not trust every spirit, but I test the spirits to see whether they belong to God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world, this is how I can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ has come in the flesh belongs to God, and every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist that, as I heard, is to come, but in fact is already in the world. I, the dear child of God, belong to God, and I have conquered them. For the one who is in me is greater than the one who is in the world. They belong to the world accordingly. Their teaching belongs to the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God, and anyone who knows God listens to us, while anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. Therefore, as a dear friend of God, I see to it that I love my brethren because love is of God. I am begotten by God, and I know God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to me. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that I might have life through him. And this is love, not that I have loved God, but that he loved me and sent his Son as expiation for my sins. If God so loved me, I also must love my brethren. No one has ever seen God. Yet, because I love my brethren, God remains in me, and his love is brought to perfection in me. This is how I know that I remain in him and he in me, that he has given me of his spirit. Moreover, I have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as a Savior of the world. I who acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in me and me in God. I have come to know and to believe in the love God has for me. God is love, and I who remain in love remain in God and God in me. And this is love brought to perfection in my midst, that I have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so am I in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with torment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. I love because he first loved me. If I say I love God, but hate my brother, I am a liar. For if I do not love a brother whom I have seen, I cannot possibly love God whom I have not seen. This is the commandment I have from him. I who love God must also love my brother. I who believe that Jesus is the Christ, am begotten by God. And I who love the Father, love also the one begotten by him. In this way, I know that I love the children of God when I love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that I keep his commandments, and his commandments are not bothersome. For I, who am begotten by God, conquer the world, and the victory that conquers the world, even my faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but I who believe that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are of one accord. If I accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now, the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. I who believe in the Son of God has this testimony within me. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar by not believing the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God gave me eternal life, and this life is in the Son. I who possess the Son have life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. I know that I have eternal life, I who believe in the name of the Son of God, and I have this confidence in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me in regard to whatever I ask, I know that what I have asked him for is mine. If I see my brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, I pray to God and he will give him life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I should not pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. I know that no one begotten by God sins. But I, who am begotten by God, he protects, and the evil one cannot touch me. I know that I belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the devil, of the evil one. I also know that the Son of God has come and has given me discernment to know the one who is true. And I am in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. I, the child of God, am on my guard against idols. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn. The Lord has shown me, his beloved, what is good, and what the Lord requires of me, but that I act justly, and I love mercy, and I walk humbly with my God. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness and who has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled. This you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment, says the Lord of hosts. God is. And he is absolutely good and faithful and true to his word and to me. His faithfulness is a protecting shield, and he reigns forever. In his faithfulness, he will reward me. Reward me, his beloved, and his faithfulness is to my children's children. So I be perfect, therefore, as my heavenly Father is perfect. Selah. Think about it.